It's time for the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media, hosted by Liam Stats.
Welcome to the Warrior Way podcast. My name is Liam Stats. We're here with Sophia Tarud and Mitchell Johnstone. Guys, welcome on. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
No, it's a very exciting season both of you have just had. The NSIC championships came and went. You guys did pretty well. Mitchell, you are. I'm being told that you are one of the top runners in the program the past couple of seasons. Sophia, you are, well, I mean, looking at my sheet here, honors and awards, it's a one of the three consecutive first place finishes this year. So all I've got to ask is kind of what goes into your season process and what kind of elevated you to that next level?
Yeah, it's definitely been a process. I think over the past 5 years, I've had my lows and highs too. I've had a lot of injuries that kind of like take me away from the sport, specifically in track. So I think a lack of that kind of training in that season hasn't really been the most like helpful in a way, but I actually feel like sometimes those setbacks actually kind of have put me into the place I am right now, where I kind of like mentally feel like it challenges me so much more than it would have without those setbacks. So I think I just don't take anything for granted, especially in workouts when it's super hard and pushes you to your limit, which happens often.
Is that a mindset that you've had your entire career? Was it instilled in you, or is it just something that kind of comes from within?
I think it comes with like within, but also I think that like high school Sophia wouldn't have ever imagined like where she is right now and like what she would have to go through in terms of just like the process of being an athlete. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it comes within, but or comes from within, but.
So like, there's not like a coach that kind of instilled that within you, or is it just something that you've always known?
Oh, well, no, I've definitely had a lot of people alongside me that have gotten me to where I am today. Like our coach, John Hibschman, he truly was like one of the first people to believe in me when it came to like cross country track, just distance running in general. And I think that's just one of the coolest things is that like, he believes in every single one of us so much. And it's like, before sometimes we even realize what we're capable of, he can like kind of scout it out. And I don't know if that's just what makes a really good coach, is because they can see that in people. But yeah, I think, yeah, our coach John Hibschman has definitely been a huge mentor. And I've had a lot of super great teammates along the way too. And I think those girls have pushed me as well to where I am today.
So it's just kind of like iron sharpens iron.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Mitchell, you are a two-time NSIC first team all-conference runner. Kind of same question. Like, when did you realize that this is something that you wanted to do in college? And did that drive come within, or did you have external pressure?
Yeah, I'd say the drive was always there. I was always very competitive as a kid. And naturally, I joined cross country like everyone else did as a friend, you know, joining for the camaraderie. And then realized I was actually pretty good at it. So then I decided I was going to continue running. I had a friend here at Winona, and that got me to come here, and I don't regret it at all. And ever since then, I've just been putting down the miles.
I was going to ask, so your friend, were they in the program already, or were they just going here?
Yeah, it was a teammate. It was Brady Omptovit. He was here all four years, came back for his fifth, and I actually got to run with him a couple of years, but he was also a great mentor and got the same training as Sophia. And I will say, like, just to add her, John is amazing. John Hitchman is amazing.
Well, tell me about your coach then. And is he, so he is both program head coaches, and did he recruit you guys? Or like, did you have any sort of contact with him before you came here?
No, so he didn't really recruit us, but it's pretty evident that all of us on the team, like I guess I feel very comfortable speaking for everyone on the team, that we all feel that he cares extremely deeply about all of us, and it reflects for everyone's training, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. He does care about us a lot, and he views us more than just athletes, and so he truly cares about us as individuals and as students as well. And I guess like my recruiting journey, it was more, I was looking for schools with the program I was looking for first most. And yeah, Winona State had a good nursing program, although that's not where I am at.
Really?
Today. No. Actually, the day before classes even started my freshman year, I scratched that. So didn't really matter in that regard. But yeah, so I actually reached out to John in the beginning. So And then I met with him and some of the girls on the team. And I think that's pretty common, I feel like, with a lot of people on our team. So, yeah, it was a quick kind of process.
More so it's like, hey, what does Winona State offer me in terms of my education? And then, yeah, you know, like education first, athletic second. Would you say that's both of you say that's fair?
At least for me, yeah. And maybe not for everyone. But
probably not for me.
Academics are, like, I value them a lot. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good question then, Mitchell. Major, how is academics going for you?
Oh, actually, I started off similar to Sophia. Like, I came here, I was like, oh, exercise science has exercise in the name. And I was like, that sounds pretty good.
A lot of numbers and science in that one.
Yeah, I went to class, like, the first day. I think
exercise physio.
It was the most basic class, anatomy, anat phys.
Oh, not basic.
And I took anat phys, and I was like, like, we took a practice quiz the first time. We were like, got an hour to study, and I studied my butt off, and I got like 1 out of 5, and I was like, this is not for me. And then that is like, asked my buddy, like, what's the easiest major at Winona? And I switched to that.
Wait, what was it?
I don't know if I should say that.
Whisper it.
No. Listen, if you say communications, I won't be offended.
Hey, I switched to mass comm for a little bit.
Let's go.
In the process, we didn't end there, but in the process.
But that, yeah, but then I have an interesting journey, because like I was like, oh, this sucks. So I thought this really sucked. And so I was stopped going to classes and stuff, and then I like took a break. So I went to go work. I was working at shout out to Herbs and Gerbs.
Oh yeah.
And
I as a delivery driver, and then I was like, yeah, 9 to 5 is not a fun time. So I was like, I'm going back to running. I came back, Hibbs welcomed me back with open arms, and like that's what's like part of the reason. Like, he gives everyone a second chance, and he's amazing. So I came back, and I actually went back to exercise science. So I'm back in it, and I'm doing a lot better now.
There we go.
A lot more studious.
That's a good way to describe it.
Although Sophia still does kill me in my classes. So.
Are you also then?
So
in...
She's also exercise kind of. Science. Yeah.
Yeah. My undergrad was in biology. I graduated in May, and then I'm currently a first year grad student in their performance analytics program. So. It is in their exercise science department.
Okay.
So I had only a couple probably of the classes you've even had, because my undergrad was a bit different, but.
Yeah. Post Winona State, do you guys want to keep running? I'm not really sure what the ecosystem looks like for track and field and cross country post college and stuff like that. But is that the plan in some capacity, or is it going to go into the workforce?
Yeah, I would say cross country is kind of one of the sports within running that you kind of don't get that same kind of like atmosphere, same kind of race. They have, what is it, USTFA or whatever?
USATF.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
They have cross country championships. And I think those would be super cool to be a part of maybe in my future. First, I'm going to look for a job and kind of just get myself rooted in the ground, and then just see where it takes me. I do hope to keep running, though, just because it is so fun. I'm pretty competitive, though. So I imagine it would be kind of hard to just stop
just
cold
to give
turkey.
It up. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Mitchell, yeah, same question, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on along the lines of as well as Sophia's. I'm extremely competitive, and I don't really see giving up running anytime soon. But additionally, finding a job is going to be definitely crucial, and just for future family life and all that.
So it's something you guys want to continue, but not something that's like you're going to for sure pursue. More so establish first, get comfortable, and then see about maybe continuing on with it.
Yeah, trying to find that line where, you know, you're not broke. But like, yeah, like pursuing running to the point where like you can make some money and
I can definitely see that. I probably would have described it a little bit better than not broke, but that's definitely I can definitely see that. Like I said, I didn't really don't know what there was past cross country and in track and field post college. I know that there's like the US like competitions and regionals and stuff like that, but I had absolutely no clue that there were actually still championships post-grad and all that stuff. I know, you know, obviously college is a lot different than professional sports. With the changing kind of climate of professional sports, is like, do you guys, and this is not me asking, are you going to go establish it? It's more so, is it something that you guys are like looking forward? Maybe if it came about competing in, if somebody established like a professional running league or something like that?
Yeah, I think there are a few different like professional running clubs or teams in the area, at least within, so I'm from Farmington, Minnesota. So in the cities, I think there's, well, I know there's a couple, at least there's some established ones that I think would be really cool to be a part of. I think they're just really growing to this day still. But yeah, my mindset going into the season was just kind of like, you know, let's just see what you can do. Let's just stay healthy. And I think like everything works out how it's supposed to. So
certainly seems like it's working out pretty well. Three consecutive first place finishes.
Thank you.
And one of those was a personal record, I think, right?
Maybe the 5K was for cross country.
The Griffin invite.
Yeah. Yes. We don't race too many 5Ks, so it's kind of fun when we do a little shorter race.
Mitchell, any personal records since you came into college?
Yes, but this season we've been racing some pretty tough courses. Haven't really had a great opportunity at that.
Tell me more about your season.
So we started off at Parkside for a 6K because that's where the national
meet. Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's where national meet's going to be hosted for specifically the girls team, and then possibly me if I can make it to nationals. And then we went to U of M, which is always hard, always very hilly and long.
React.
Yeah. And then we went to Griffin, which is also hilly. So we really haven't had amazing opportunities to PR. But Griffin was good. I got to compete well against some top runners in the region. And conference for me wasn't amazing. I made some tactical errors and it didn't turn out too well, but I'm excited to learn from that, and then I'm ready to go for regions and excited for that.
Going into those championships and then looking ahead to the central region, you know, NCAA stuff, what does a day look like as you guys get ready to compete?
I feel like our week preparation is kind of just a little bit more relaxed. I feel like our workout yesterday on Monday was a little bit more, like the intensity was a little less. We did like a tempo run, so the volume was it was pretty normal. I feel like our volume overall just decreases a little bit so that we still can stay sharp when it comes race day, but our legs are still like energized and ready to go. And I know we stop in Ames, Iowa on Thursday. So we run around Iowa State's campus a little bit. And then when Friday comes around, we go and run the course, do our little pre-meet, kind of just scout it all out. Like Mitch and I have now been there probably like what, 4 or 5 times. So
yeah,
or maybe not that many. I don't know, but
like
for me
back
at least,
your hand pretty much.
Yeah. So I think a lot of just like mental preparation goes into it. I like draw the course down in my journal and just really mark it down so I engrave it in my brain so it's locked in there and I don't have to think about it. Because I feel like one thing John, our coach, says is that like when a couple days before the race, even like probably starting today, honestly, he's like, just stop. Don't think about the race anymore. Like, just don't think about it. And easier said than done, because you can say that all you want, but I'm laying in bed at night and, oh, I'm thinking of that course.
Staring right
at the ceiling. I'm running it. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, you know, you do your best. But, yeah, I think the week of our big meets, it's kind of just like go time. You know, we put in all the work already. So just kind of going in and trusting all the training from the whole season.
Mitchell, same question. I mean, you wake up in the morning, get ready for the race day. What kind of hour by hour is this happening?
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty opposite to most people on the team. Like Hibbs preaches a lot of like just relax and don't think about it. But like I'm definitely like, I want to think about it. I'm definitely like, like you kind of see those videos of like Kobe mentality or stuff like that, where you're just like he's locked into it. And like I definitely get a little like motivational in there and just kind of lock into the meeting. I don't know. I love thinking about it, but for some people, that's not really the approach.
Kind of interesting question that actually just came up. Do you guys have a term for your coaches, like euphemisms, the things that he says? I know a lot of people like call them like name isms kind of? Do you have like a term for them, or is it just funny things that your coach says?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, not that I can recall.
So nothing that really kind of funny stuff that he says that just kind of sticks with you? Some advice?
He has like funny mannerisms, yeah. But like no really like...
We made him a shirt, or we made a bunch of us a shirt with his face on it.
Mm.
And it says like, "All right, let's go." I don't know. It's just like one of those things that it doesn't really like sound funny, but like in the moment.
It's like an inside joke.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. It's funny. Yeah.
Exactly.
If it's funny to you guys, it doesn't have to be funny to anybody else.
A lot of things are funny to me and just me, and you just have to learn to accept that, you know?
Okay. I think that I will accept that.
For everyone. It's just how it goes.
One of our last questions, looking ahead to the NCAA Central Regional, I think it'll be in Joplin, Missouri, I do believe. What preparations are you guys making? Or is it like you guys said, you're already kind of mentally already there and you're just ready to race?
Well, I guess I need to clean my spikes out a little bit. I haven't looked at them since our last race, so they might have some mud in there. I think I still have all my spikes screwed in, so logistically that. I just picked up some food to bring. I got my Nutella.
Have to bring the Nutella.
Because like that's what I'm going to be eating the morning of the race.
So that's your...
On my bagel.
Pre-race tradition?
It is this season. I'm sick of peanut butter right now, so Nutella's been my next option. I guess kind of just what we said before, though. I mean, we just kind of get locked in. I've yet to journal this race, though, so that will still have to happen.
Mitch?
For me, well, I have to take an exam before we get on the bus.
Now, is this a makeup exam, or is it just how it fell?
It's how it fell, but I have to wake up earlier to take it before we leave. And then after that...
Then it's the Kobe mentality, locking in.
Then it's headphones on and just locking in.
What type of music do you listen to before the race?
I'm actually a big motivational guy. So a lot of David Goggins, some Jordan Peterson.
Mm.
Other than that, music is sometimes EDM or stuff like that.
Something to get the heart rate up.
Yeah.
Same question, actually. Now I'm kind of curious about it. Yeah, same question for
you. I mean, I would say I'm a huge fan of like early 2000s music, Coldplay, One Republic. Those would be early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say those. Or I'm a huge fan of Brandon Like. I feel like his songs just perfect. But yeah, I feel like those kind of sum it up for the most part. We are getting closer to Christmas time, so some Christmas songs kind of enter the playlist.
Starting to slowly kind of work their way in.
I mean, I know there's no snow yet, but you know, the first snow isn't too bad.
I'm fine with it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring the snow.
Bring it on.
You guys ever had to run in snow?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Oh, like race in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I still, yeah.
Really?
When? Not maybe like, well... At least in high school, I did. Have we had any in college?
I don't think we have. No.
Well, we've had delayed starts to our races because of snow or frost. Okay.
Anything else that you guys want people to know about your race coming up or how the season has gone, just in general?
Shout out to John Hibschman.
Yeah, shout out.
When I asked that question, I could see you both just like side-eyeing each other.
Oh, yeah, it's not just, or yeah, it's very obvious.
All right, well, I think that's what we're gonna call it. Thank you guys so much for coming on the Warrior Way. Joey, thank you for standing menacingly in the corner and making sure that everything went correctly. And you guys, just thank you so much, Sophia, Mitchell. It was fantastic to have you guys on, and best of luck this upcoming weekend.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layden Media. Tune in next time for more exciting WSU sports talk and news.